Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. It is the build-up show. Liverpool have got another game of football to play. It never ends, but it will. It will finally end after this one. Your Premier League world and reigning European champions one more time unto the breach. Newcastle United, St. James's Park. It's a thing. We've seen the trophy lifted. We know that Liverpool have been champions. They've been champions for the last six games. So one more time. Can't really hurt too much. Liverpool are your Premier League champions!
We exist online, and as such, we need to know that all of our data, including videos and images, are backed up securely. That's why we use Acronis True Image 2020. And thanks to our sponsor, Acronis, you can have peace of mind that all of your data is secure too. Redmen TV viewers can get Acronis True Image 2020 for free for 6 months, and then it's just $13.99 per quarter. Acronis True Image 2020 is the number one personal backup and cyber protection solution that's trusted by more than 5 million users in 145 countries around the world. You'll get 500 gigabytes of Acronis cloud storage that combines a reliable backup solution with multiple devices and integrated anti-malware defenses for true cyber protection. Safeguard the emails and attachments from your office.com email, as well as your OneDrive content with direct cloud-to-cloud backups. You can use the Acronis mobile app to back up the data on your mobile phone, and you can back up and clone your entire PC or Mac with True Image 2020 to a USB drive or the Acronis cloud. And don't forget the dual protection that replicates local files in the Acronis cloud. Click the link below to get your first 6 months subscription to Acronis True Image 2020 for free right now, and never lose one of those incredible moments again.
Chris Pajak, Sam Walker and John Machen join me for this one. Chris, yeah, freestyle on this one. I'll be perfectly honest. If it wasn't my job, I don't think I would be giving too much attention to this game, for me, perfectly honest. I'd certainly be watching it, but it's if most of the last six games have been a bit after the Lord Mayor's show. You know, we won the title a month ago. We lifted it in midweek, and now it's just again a final hurrah or whatever.
Or whatever. I like it. I can't find it in me to get up for this. Yeah. Like, we've lifted the trophy now. It's done. Like, that should be us. Just, if you can play the kids, play the kids in this one. Like, I'm not asked anymore. The thought of going live for this game and just watching probably quite a turgid performance, to be honest. Watching Andy Robbo run around legless on a Sunday afternoon is not my idea of fun. If you thought he was bad after we got confirmed, he's going to be terrible in this game. I wouldn't even start him now. I'd be telling him, Andy, just go and do you. I don't want to see you for 3 days. Don't come back, mate. Just go and have fun. And I'd tell all the squad that as well, to be honest with you. And I kind of want to do that as well. I don't really care about my family at this point. I just want to go and get absolutely legless for a few days.
I think there's something where you go, like, a bit like the Bulls letting Rodman go wild for a few days. You just say to them, Sam, right, listen, the coach is going to be here at this time. Anyone who wants to play in this game, be on the coach at whatever, and then we'll pick the team. Like Sunday league style. Yeah. There might be a situation where there's 9 players until 10 minutes into the game. We've certainly all been there.
Oh yeah, I can imagine. You can imagine how many crates of lager are going to be on the bus. I reckon they'll definitely take like a team bus up to Newcastle, won't they? It'll be the under 23s who play the first team squad. They're just going on a night out in Newcastle Abbey. Pubs are open.
Got a table. They'll be in Shearers, dancing on the tables.
Honestly, yeah, I genuinely would keep the first team squad as far away from the pitch as possible. It'll be better off playing that team that played Villa. You'll get more of a tune out of them. They're going to be absolutely hammered, aren't they? I cannot wait. I probably wouldn't watch our game, not going to lie. I'm not doing the final word, boys. I probably won't watch it.
Yeah. Alisson's been like showering in champagne since last night, and I expect that to continue for the next 3 days. I mean, what a mad bastard he is.
Chris, but this is the thing. People laugh about it, but Brazilians don't know how to not party. Like, and they don't, they do party in different to us, you know, like, you know, they just, I mean, not to speak of an entire, you know, country of people, but they are like every Brazilian, it goes nuts when it's time to party and get wild. So I actually, honestly, would not be shocked. You'd have to drag like the naked bodies of Roberto Firmino, Fabinho, Alisson, and probably their partners and all kinds of family members out of a tangled mess in a room somewhere. You know, shower that champagne.
Hangover when they're in the casino, Paul, and they walk in and there's a tiger with Bobby, and he's just steaming with a tiger. Like, where did you get that from, mate? I've no idea.
You're forgetting they're Brazilian, though. They always play football. Even when they're drunk, they want to play football.
Yeah,
Mo Salah and Mane don't drink.
I just think there'll be a moment where it's 15 minutes into the game and Bobby Firmino will look down and he'll have no shoes and socks on, and he's been playing the first 15 minutes without boots. He'll be like, oh God.
With his shinnies on his arms. Like, what's going on here?
Sunglasses on.
No, exactly. Because I remember doing that once. We were getting so drunk and turning up to work and literally being an hour into my shift before realising I'd forgotten to put socks on. I was like, what have I done? I mean, Dad, there's a case to be made here where maybe you go around the squad and you start your team selection with who doesn't drink for teetotal and religious reasons, and they're probably the first names on your team sheet, and then you do a breathalyzer test at some point over the next day or so, and then you start to construct your side.
You're assuming the Klopp's sober enough to do that.
Make them do that test weird, like in The Simpsons, where they've got to do the alphabet by it and stand on one foot and touch the nose.
I think it should be, you know, put your name in a hat and draw it out.
For positions as well. Yeah. Yeah. Adrian, you're right by.
Yay! I don't really know where you go. I suspect... There's two ways of doing it, isn't there? To kind of try and rein this in and such. You pick a sports science team and you say, okay, well, like, you know, look at the lads who got the most minutes off. Look at the lads who didn't really have loads of involvement in that last game, and you go with that. You go with the team that we've had prior to the Arsenal and Chelsea games, where you make three or four changes and they're all decent lads, but it's not necessarily the full strongest team. Or you just go, go on, lads. You know, you're all as bad as each other. And put your absolute strongest team out there and go on, go and do what you can do.
I have no idea what he's going to do. You never know. They may all be sober enough to come out and put on an exhibition. Klopp may say, you're all playing for a place in the Charity Shield, lads. So where's your chance?
I'd be saying, who wants an extra week off? Like, yeah, who wants to miss the Charity Shield? And, you know what I mean? Whoever puts a 10 out of 10 performance in today gets to have an extra couple of days in the sunshine or whatever. Because, right, it's going to be difficult to kind of, you know, to know where to go with this. And the good thing that we've got going for us, and we talked about this a bit since the restart, of what teams have got to play for. You know, look, it's the last game of the season. Newcastle will be in front of the home fans, and they'll want to give them something. You know, I think Steve Bruce has kind of given them, exceeded expectations. I think everyone expected Newcastle to really struggle this year. They're safe. They're well safe. And it will be a test of motivations, you know, and sobriety. But yeah, if Liverpool do have an opportunity, I'm not asked whether they do or don't, but they do have an opportunity, as my dad says, to maybe put on a little bit of a show, get to 99 points,
yeah,
break your points record from last season, and at least you can go, there we go, we gave everything this year.
Yeah, look, I mean, we're joking and laughing about it and stuff, and slight correction, they won't be playing in front of their own fans, Newcastle. But you're right, they want to put on a show for their fans, and Steve Bruce has done well as a manager this season for Newcastle United, but to my shock and dismay, to be honest with you, I thought he'd be the first manager sacked, if I'm honest. And you know, he's done arguably better than Rafa Benitez, which is a real surprise to me, and so they've got something to play for. They'll want to go and get to 47 points and whatnot, but Liverpool will obviously want to go out and I think end it on a win. And you know, if we continue the joking theme, I'm not sure Klopp manages this game. I think not only the kids play who played against Villa, but the manager as well, or somebody else will go and take over. But no, look, I think Liverpool want to break that record. Liverpool want to get to 99 points. They want to say that they've done better year on year, and they want to put whatever doubts there are to bed.
Yeah, look, if Liverpool finished the season on 96 points, I mean, for a start, we've been talking a lot about the poignancy of the, you know, and the relevance of 96 in the last day or so, Sam, and there is a wonderful symbolism to it and lifting the league on that. If Liverpool do want to go one more, great. I think that would be nice to be able to chart a progression and say that, yeah, you know, be, say what you want about, you know, the quality of your position and you know, and not being pushed, that Liverpool could do better when they're not being pushed all the way by a Man City side. Is, I think that's a notable achievement.
Yeah, it is. I think we've had this trophy presentation to look forward to. It's always been there. It's been lingering. And I think the games in between probably didn't, you know, mean as much as they would have otherwise. Even if we were playing for nothing and we were, say, qualified for the Champions League, and we probably would have put more in. But now we've had that. That's gone now. You know, and Klopp made the players stand and watch the Charity Shield lift this year. He made them hungry. And then we went on and won another three trophies this season. And I think he won't let that slip. I do think there'll be a lot of changes, but I think it'll be a tough game because Newcastle, remember, are about to be taken over by the richest man in sport, or men, or whatever, you know, however, there's a consortium. But they're about to be the richest club in football. They're playing for places. Steve Bruce is playing for his job.
Is he really? Well, if you're the richest man in sport, are you keeping Steve Bruce on?
God knows. I mean, if they can't get anybody else at the moment, maybe, but he's literally got to do everything he possibly can to stay in the job next year. And everyone in that team will know, you know, look at football, it's a mess at the moment. Some of those players could get flogged quickly, very easily, or they could, you know, the money they've got, they could just cancel contracts, could be anything going on next year, we don't know. So they're all going to be at it. So I think we've got to maintain some sort of professionalism, because what we don't want to do is go and get beat like Spurs did the other year, 5-1 by a hungry Newcastle team.
Yeah, I think there's a good chance here that you look at the players who were on the fringes of the celebrations, really, you know, at Anfield in midweek, and you Harvey Elliott and your Curtis Jones. And I mean, I say fringes. What I mean by that is, you know, the lads who were involved, but they haven't really, you know, Curtis Jones just about played enough games to get his medal, that kind of stuff. You know, he'll be eager to go and prove himself again. He'll have had a good taste of it. I mean, I'm not sure his alcohol tolerances will be up there because he is only a kid. That might be one of those things. Nico Williams, Curtis Jones, they're the ones who've probably got, look, they don't get hangovers yet because they're too young for it. Put a couple of lads in who are really, truly hungry for it. And I'm not saying there'll be a lack of hunger from the senior lads, but I think there's no doubt that someone like a Curtis Jones would revel in this chance.
Well, I don't think there'd be any game you can think of where he wouldn't at the moment. He's always going to be absolutely up for any game he gets a chance to play in. You know, I just don't know. I mean, why wouldn't you give Cater another game now that he's in such nice form? You know, what about Ox? You know, he's a guy who wants to prove that he's capable of being in our midfield week in, week out. You know, these guys should be playing. You know, even Adam Lallana, to be honest, he's good enough to play. And he didn't get his farewell, you know, last night, so...
That's actually a really interesting point. I mean, because we've wrapped him in cotton wool, you know, to make sure he gets that transfer. And I don't know that you would necessarily undo that. You know, imagine you that you've kept him all this time and then he gets injured in the last game. But I think there is something, you know, I think the circumstances at the time, there was more value in getting Minamino on the pitch. You know, and maybe Divock, I don't, you know, but there might be something to that. Maybe probably not a start, but I'd like to see Lallana get a few minutes on the pitch, just so, you know, again, he's not going to get, there's no difference. He's not getting a send off from the Anfield crowd or anything, but just for, so we can have that one last memory on the pitch, one last time pulling on the shirt, one last time kicking a ball as a Liverpool player.
I'd love to see it. I really would. I think he deserves it, but I also think that he deserves to not be played at the same time because he's ultimately playing for his future, isn't he? And Jürgen knows that. And I think it's an incredible thing that Jürgen has done in the football club because they're paying him to not play so that he can be a part of this. Like, yeah. That, more than anything, is a testament to how big a part of this squad that he's been. And I just don't think you ruin it. And look,
they should have just
know.
Furloughed him, Chris.
Really? Well, maybe they should have. Maybe.
What, 120 quid a week?
Yeah, it probably wouldn't take up to his 2.5 grand a month, would it, from his salary? Anyway, but I think, you know, when you're telling Adam Lallana, you know, you can't go out there and get injured and stuff, I don't know whether he's ever injured himself doing that turn, but wouldn't it just be his luck that he did it because he couldn't not do the turn and injured himself doing his turn? Like, I mean, just... As much as I'd like to see him out there and I'd love to have given him a send-off, I just don't think it's right for him now.
Yeah. Sam, Mo Salah needs 4 goals to level Jamie Vardy at the top of the goals, the golden boot. That's the one other thing. You know, he obviously gets taken off, doesn't he? And he's dead cross. I just don't think there's a chance that he scores 4. It might need...
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
To be more if Vardy scores against United, but like I wonder whether, you know, again, he wouldn't have been on the ale. He's all riled up. I just lash Mo Salah centre forward and just go on, mate. Just do what you want to do in this game. Have a run at it, a bit like, you know, we tried to score 700 against Crystal Palace in 13-14. just go on Mo. I've 90 minutes to try and smash it.
In fairness, though, he could have scored 4 or 5 against Chelsea, and he didn't. So, if he puts his daughter's boots on again, then he's not going to score, is he? So, hopefully, we get his back out, Mo. Make sure you put yours on this time.
So she's clinical, mate. I've seen her in front of the car.
He needs one to equal Roger Hunt's record, doesn't he, of 3 seasons with 20 goals. So, that's probably what he's looking for, rather than the golden boot.
Yeah. I actually think we'll get a penalty at Newcastle. I'm putting it out there. It's going to happen at some point. I think that means nothing. And now, you know, we're not going to be the team that's watched by everybody, really, for once. So I actually think we might get a penalty at Newcastle. So I think he gets the goal. But yeah. I hope Vardy scores 6 on Sunday, to be honest. We don't need to get into that, but we all know why.
Yeah.
Vardy, take the boot this year, mate. Dump them out.
Yeah, dump the Manx at the top yeah, four. Delicious.
It'd be difficult not to turn in and watch that game rather than ours, to be honest.
That's a big thing, isn't it, Dad? I mean, that's a weird situation where we're in. Is that as football fans, that you know, I've got everything I'm going to get out of this season. I think unless Liverpool put in a really really amazing sort of just score an absolute ton of goals, that's probably the only way I would regret not watching it. I mean, I will watch it. We will. But yeah, that Leicester Man United game is the one for me. I'm not asked about the relegation fight. I don't really care who goes down particularly, but there was something that it's not even the icing or the cherry on top. It's like a nice sprinkling of just, you know, sugar dust or whatever on top. It's not a thing. But to just see Man United not qualify for the Champions League would be amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. That's brilliant. Fantastic. I've turned into a Leicester fan the last few games.
Yeah. It's the hope that kills you, though, isn't it?
I mean, the fact that they think they're going to make it for so long. I mean, I do think they will make it. I do think they beat Leicester. But it's that, like, certainty with which they've been speaking for 5 weeks now that they are going.
Brilliant they are, yeah.
Yeah, and it's just that, like, falling over at the last hurdle thing, that would just bring me, it would fill me up and that would get me through the off season, and I'd bounce into next season like one of Andy Heaton's tweets. You know what I mean? We've all seen it. That's what I'd be like after it if Man United don't make it.
Yeah, I mean, again, we probably just done a show on this, really, Sam, because I find it so much more interesting. Look, if Man United get into top four, it'll be because they deserve to get into top four, and you know, and they've put together a great winning run, you know, since Bruno Fernandes became the best player in the world, and joined them and what have you. I'd love it though. I would, you know, because again, people going about points records and stuff. I actually care as much about Man United being shit as I do about extra points records and all that kind of stuff. Because I'm a really bitter man. I'm a really bitter human being, and I've lived with them being on top for so long. And look, I'm happy to live in the world where Liverpool are the best for coming seasons, and I'm sure that bitterness will fade. Same way I don't really have any bitterness towards Everton anymore, because they haven't really been proper rivals for a very long time. I think Man United will again, they will rise again and they will be decent again. But I think, you know, I have a sneaking suspicion that this Man United side is just a copy of the Liverpool 90s team, and it would be nice for them to fall short, because another season in the Europa League mire would just be amazing.
Yeah, I hate it when people say to me, why are you bothered about what they're doing? Hello? Like, being a Liverpool fan means, like, you hate United, and I love watching every team they play against. And when they're, like, yesterday, when Antonio scored, the pub went off. Because we know champions, we are the best team in the world, Europe, England, the fucking universe, Mars, everything, right? So watching them just suffer is brilliant. And I revel in that, and I'm fine with that. I'm okay. Call me bitter, call me what you want. But they're fucked if they don't get in the Champions League, because not only me, I was speaking to a friend of mine who won't name his name, works for the club, and he kind of said to me, yeah, about 100 million-ish. What clubs are gonna lose over the next, you know, year or so with all this going on? 100 million shortfall because of all the stuff that's gone on. Now, if they don't get Champions League, they miss out on Champions League money, broadcaster money. They also lose loads of money off Adidas and other sponsors, and that's to the end of their contract for having 2 years out of the Champions League. So them not finishing, Leicester beating them this weekend could be the difference between Man United being a decent side over the next 2 or 3 years, or literally becoming Leeds. They could be so screwed from coronavirus. Oh. And money. With all the Alexis Sanchez comes back in on 450 grand a week, inject it. De Gea's on 380 grand a week, inject it. Keep it going. Fernandez still thinks the swimming pools are open every game. So, you know, I just this weekend could just be glorious.
Oh my God, there might be, like, you know, that video doing the rounds of, like, the video game where they're holding up the no trophy. Like, I genuinely might do a Jordan Hendo shuffle for Man United having just a crap season. Oh, hey!
Get a number five, fifth. fifth.
Oh, it is. No, okay, look, it's joking. I'm sure people will treat this more seriously than it is and all that. I'm not truly arsed. I won't lose any sleep over it one way or the other. But I mean, Dad, look, it's the point. Football is defined by as much by your team as about the rivalries and your hatreds that come along with it. And I can't wait for another season. I really want another season where my uncle is just dead angry and dead bitter about things, because we've had to live with him being dead happy and smarmy for 25 years.
He's become properly bitter over the last couple of years.
Yeah,
interesting. I mean, without rivalry, what is football? It's just dull, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, you might as well, I don't know what. It's just sport has to have rivalry in it or it doesn't work.
Yeah, well,
it doesn't even need to be malicious and nasty. It just needs to exist.
Yeah, I'm all for Schadenfreude. I just think it's amazing. Like, you know, I'm happy. Yeah, absolutely. It's great, and it would be a wonderful end to a wonderful season if Man United just have the legs cut off their success. But if they don't, they've still got to deal with the fact that, you know, they've got Ole Gunnar Solskjaer as the manager. Yeah, and they're not, you know, league champions, and all of a sudden, you know, that it's another season.
Are they still in the Europa League?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
So they can still get in that way, yeah.
They could win that.
Oh, yeah, they could, yeah.
Champions Cup, yeah.
They genuinely could, but, like, what they realise is that it's been 7 years already since they've won the Premier League, and that seven quickly will turn into 8, 9, and 10, and all of a sudden you're at Arsenal levels of 15, 16 years without a top flight trophy, and then all of a sudden you're at 30, but there's nobody on 30 anymore. Next year, is there? So, you know, next year, yeah, and then the season will be done by December. And they'll forget about that season, and they'll be thinking about the next one. It sounds kind of familiar, and I hope that it is a familiar story for them. But I hope that it's our story that they live through for a few years.
Absolutely, I'm looking forward to all those conversations that we've had to shit out on this channel for the last 10 years, trying to upsell rubbish competitions that we genuinely think we're too good for. Oh, but you know, we exist to win trophies. This club exists to win trophies. So the Europa League, either you've got to go and give it your all while you're slogging your guts out.
It's much harder, the Europa League, because of the Thursday Sunday, Paul.
Oh my God, and you've got the round of 32 that comes after the group stage and all that kind of stuff. I can't wait. I mean, I won't pay any attention to it. It's just a little thing that I glance past while I'm scrolling. When I scroll too far for the Champions League fixtures and I go a day too far and I go, oh God, the Europa League, oh God, and then I accidentally scroll 5 pages down through all of the millions of fixtures, and there is United. Great. Just briefly on the relegation battle, and before we wrap up, Watford or Villa, Chris, I mean, is it as simple as everyone wants Watford to go down for what they've done to us?
Yeah. And you know, I think you might be able to get Sarr on the cheap.
Yeah,
that's kind of like the sound of
what Watford have done it to themselves, haven't they, for God's sake? How many managers do you need a season?
If you had five this season.
Five.
I think Kike Flores-Sanchez has been their manager 19 times this year.
I'd get him back in for the last game just for a laugh. Like, I mean, he knows the players, he knows where everything is. What do you reckon? It's hard. I think Watford have made themselves pantomime villains of the season, really. From a Liverpool perspective, obviously, you know, breaking the unbeaten run, but also the fact that they've sacked Nigel Pearson with two games to go, which is lunacy. I like the resurgence in some respects. I like the honesty with which the Watford chairman spoke about, you know, the return of football. He spoke on. He was one of the very few chairmen who actually gave an honest opinion on why he didn't want football to come back in the way that it came back. I didn't agree, but I respected the honesty. But yeah, I think they've catastrophically shot themselves in the foot over this, and I think they probably do deserve to go down.
Well, yeah, if you look at the body of work over the season, they've been struggling all year. They got themselves within a whisper of safety, but realistically, over the season, they deserved to go down. They were pretty poor, weren't they? They were rock bottom when Pearson come in. I mean, do we know why he's been sacked? It's bizarre, isn't it? Like, why now? Why not just wait two games? Surely, you know, something's obviously happened there. But the thing is with football is it throws up strange results and strange things. Arsenal are on holiday, and Arteta's going to want to make sure everyone's fit for the FA Cup final. So Watford could easily go and do a job on Arsenal. West Ham is safe. They're playing Villa, aren't they? They may well sort of be on the beach now and just sort of not really bothered. But at the same time, they may also play with freedom. And Antonio is probably the form player in the league at the moment, isn't he? Yeah. So if he plays, you know, good chance Villa get beat. If he doesn't, you know, it's a tough one to call. There's one goal in it as well. Villa could lose, I think, is it 2-0, and Watford could lose 1-0, and then it goes all kinds of craziness on goals scored and all that. So it's not over. I hope Villa stay up. They're a big club, and I know not everyone likes them, but I'd rather play against them in the Premier League than Watford. But
just because it's closer.
Yeah, it's closer, yeah. And it's a good boss saving. Away. Yeah. It's a boss away. I mean,
yeah.
Dad.
Yeah, good ground. Nice.
Affinity there for Villa?
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, not normally, but I mean, in the current circumstances, rather than Watford, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, it's just nice to have other teams in the league that have won more European Cups than Man City.
It's nice to have big teams. I mean, it's nice having Leeds back in West Brom. It sort of seems right that those kind of clubs are in.
Yeah.
You know, a bit of resurgence in the Midlands. It would be a shame if Villa sort of... But then Villa always do that. I remember Villa used to be in the third division. Yeah. I mean, that's how stupid that club gets run at times. But... yeah, such a big club with good fans, and they end up in the third division. It's crazy.
Yeah, for me, it's about the freshening up the aways and keeping them as close as possible. And Leeds and West Brom being added into that is certainly very nice indeed. And if Watford has to go, I've got no desire to ever go back.
And the thing about Leeds is they hate United more than we do.
Yeah,
absolutely detest them with a vengeance.
Can live
and
that.
Also,
that can't be bad, can it?
I just can't wait to watch Bielsa's team every week. I mean, for the little, like, I probably watched them two times, maybe three this year. They're really good fun to watch. Like, and I think I'll say it now, close to the top 10.
Wow. Okay. There you go. Balls on the line there from Mr. Pajak. Just quickly, then, it's completely nonsensical. I have no idea how we've managed to get through this when none of us really knows what to talk about with the Newcastle game. But anyone care to throw a score prediction in, Chris? What do you think?
Yeah. We're gonna lose 2-0.
Fucking hell. Come on.
If there's one time in 10 years on YouTube that I can predict a Liverpool loss, it's today.
Okay, sad.
What I'm not going to, really. I'm joking. We're going to win 2-0.
Okay, Dad?
I'm thinking that the guy who's won two league titles this year is going to score a hat-trick, and we're going to win 3-0.
What?
Minamino has won the league
title. Oh, sad.
And in England.
There we go.
He's going to score a hat-trick.
It took me a moment there. Yeah, okay, I'm bang up for that. Sam?
I think 3-0 is a shout. I think we turn up and do a decent job on them.
I'm gonna cheat. I'm gonna go 2. It's either gonna be a 5-0 to Liverpool, or it's gonna be a 1-0 to Liverpool, and it's just gonna be the most, again, just overdone. No one's asking for footy, and maybe there's just one little moment like Salah in the 88th minute, just bundles one in just so he can get his 20 goals for the season. Either way, I'm not arsed. The season's done.
Sky's going to send one camera, you know.
Paul, can I change mine to 3-1? Because Dwight Gayle will score against us, because that's what he does.
God, yeah. Oh, that prick, yeah. Yeah. That makes sense. Right, guys, thank you so much. That is the final build-up show of a magnificent season for your mighty Reds. Thank you for everyone for your support. We will be back post-match. We've got our absolute raft of post-season content coming on theredmentv.com. So if you've enjoyed all the free stuff that we've given you, whether it's in podcast form or it's in video form, then do support the channel over the summer, and we will reward you with some magnificent documentaries, content insight, hopefully some cool interviews lined up as well. Yeah, go over, start your subscription on theredmentv.com. And yeah, we will see you guys there. Ta-ra.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.